Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Tim Life Lesson, Shir number 39, Mizmor Chof, Lametzech, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Hashem B'yayim Tzara, Yisagev Rasheim, Elekei Yaakov. This Mizmor, chapter 20, is one of the very famous ones where we say it every single day besides for Shabbos and Yontif. After the second Ashrei, before Avol Tzion, we say Lam Netzech Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara. And if Rachman Litzlan, there's a Tzara, there's a need, there's a Chayla, whatever the matzav might be, the situation might be, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tehillim. And many times, Kapitel Chaf is the one that we recite, and we ask Hashem to take the Tzara away. Let's begin with a couple questions. Yancha Hashem b'yayim tzara. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should answer us, accept our tefillos in the day of our tzara. Rav Shlomo Kluger asks, it's in the day of the tzara we should turn to Hashem? What is the Gemara in Sanhedrin saying? Daf Mem Dalam Abayis? L'yoylam yakdim adam tefillah l'tzara. A person should always bring the tefillah before the tzara. Over here we're saying, Yancha Hashem b'yayim tzara. Really, we should be davening to Hashem. It shouldn't be a tzara. Shouldn't be a tragedy. Furthermore, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Beis, tells us, L'yoylam yispala adam shelo yechle. Person should always daven, he should not get sick. Dim yechalo, amin lo yehava zechus v'hipate. Because then if a person does become sick, they tell the person, okay, now that you're sick, you have to bring a zechus. What merit will the person have to become healed? So you see over here, it's better that a person should be answered before the day of the tzara. What's over here? Yancha Hashem b'yayim tzara. Hashem should answer us on the day of the tzara. Why specifically on the day of tzara? Furthermore, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. David HaMelech continues, there was a strengthen. Yisagev Hashem is a lashon of strengthen, like chizik, like chazak. But it's even stronger than chizik, than chazak. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Yaakov should save us. What's the obvious question? In Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why over here are we saying only Elokei Yaakov? And furthermore, we conclude the Bracha Berchas Avos, Elokei Avraham. Avraham is Tchila Legeirim. So why over here are we concluding only over here, Yisagev Hashem, it's the shame Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov should save you. What about the God of Avraham and Yitzchak? Why are we saying over here only the God of Yaakov, Elokei Yaakov? Before we answer these questions, let's go back to the history. What's the history of this kapitel? What's the story behind it? The Gemara, based on the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, tells us that when Yoyab ben Tsruya was David's nephew, Tsruya was David's sister. So they're known as Yoyab ben Tsruya because of the yichus between Tsruya, the sister of David. That's why not they're going after the mother's name, not the father's name. Yoyab ben Tsruya was David's general. Not only was his nephew, but his David's general. And when Yoav went out to war, David HaMelech saw a need to daven, of course, for his men, for his soldiers, that they should be successful. In fact, the Gemara says, Il Moli David. If not for David, they would not have been successful. That Yoav and Tsruya would not have been successful. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Tes elaborates and tells us, that what does it mean to Moli David? Yes, David davened, but David HaMelech also organized that whoever went out to battle had someone else back at home learning Torah in the schus of the soldier who went out to war. So you had somebody, like Yisachar Zvun, the fact that Medrash brings down, that there was a Yisachar Zvun partnership between the soldiers who were fighting and between the Lomdei HaTorah. And it's the schus of the loinder ha-Torah, those who were learning Torah, that gave the success to those who were out fighting at battle. This is the history behind when David HaMelech composed this capital. When his soldiers went out to war, he composed this capital. He davened for them for their success. Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. What was the tzara? The tzara is that they're fighting at war. The Tikkuni Zohar says that there are 70 words in this capital, corresponding to many different numbers of 70. One is the Umas Olam, the 70 different nations. Therefore, when a person says this capital, Amatzech Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Hashem, Hashem should answer b'yoyim tzara, he is arousing a shmira, protection, against the 70 nations of the world. And furthermore, the Vilna Gaon explains that just like we had 70 years of galus between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, there is a similarity between the birth pangs of Mashiach, the Hevle Mashiach, and that also of a lady who is in labor. And that's why it's a schus, it's a skula, for a lady who is in labor to recite this capital, Capital Chav, 12 times in fact. Because it's just like when the child is born, is compared to Chevle Mashiach, this Chevle Leda, the birth, the difficulty of the birth, and there's a difficulty that comes, Mashiach comes. Let's go back now to our questions. Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, yisagev Hashem elokei Yaakov. Yancha Hashem, Hashem should answer b'yoyim tzara. Why b'yoyim tzara? What specifically the day of tragedy? The Shlomo Kluger brings a medrash that says, "Kishe Yisrael yordin ad la'ofer him ne'olin." When Yisrael klaisel go down to the ground, then they come up. Lekach, and therefore, im ro'itzak odish baruch lo hayshia liYisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring Klal Yisrael to Yeshua, to salvation, to save us, Oz Magdil Aleim Atzara, Hashem gives us more tzaras. Mitoich Kachim Noishim, and because of the tzaras, we become saved. What does this mean? Because we have the avoinos, we have the averus that have to be wiped away, that have to be cleansed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tzara. And the tzara then arouses a person, or it should arouse a person, to do tshuva. And through the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts us, and then we have the Yeshua, we have the salvation. This is how Shlomo Kluger explains. That's why it says, Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times brings the tzara on us, so that we'll do tshuva. And because we did tshuva, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva, and brings us back to Him. But he says a very beautiful pshat here, which at first glance might seem like I'm saying something incorrect. What does it mean, Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara? What does it mean Hashem will answer us on the day of our tzara? And he says, the answer that Hashem gives us on the day of our tzara is to give us a tzara. Let's repeat that. Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, Hashem will answer us on the day of the tzara. What is the answer? So normally you think, if you're diving to Hashem, take away the tzara, that's the answer. The answer, we're diving to Hashem, remove the pain, remove the suffering. Explains of Shlomo Kluger, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, the haniyah shelo yizbarach yibimashi yishlach lecha yoyim tzara, v'yoyisiv lecha yoyim tzara. The answer Hashem gives us is that there will be another day of tzara. How is that an answer? Didn't I just daven to Hashem to remove the tzara? So how has this helped to bring more tzaras? He answers, "Bezei yichoshev l'cho aniyah ki mezei yumshach l'cho trufa," because this is how you're going to have a healing. Let me explain with a mashal. It's really a story, personal story, true story. One of my children, my younger son, one of my younger boys, he has eczema. It's a skin thing. And he gets a shot. He gets a shot that helps take care of this eczema. And Baruch Hashem, it's working wonders. When he first knew that he's going to take this shot, it was a two-person job. My wife would give the shot, and I would hold it, hold his hand and turn his head away a little from the needle, wouldn't see it, and he would be crying and screaming because of the discomfort. That was the beginning. That was the beginning of the shot. As it went on, time went on, he saw that he's getting healed. The medicine is helping. Eventually, he takes the shot without crying at all. No more crying. He just realizes, okay, it's going to be a little painful. The needle. And it's maybe a little more emotional than even physical. But now he realizes the benefit of this shot. He's no more issues. The eczema is gone. Baruch Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a shliach. That's the mashal. It's a true story, but that's the mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here is sending the tzara to cleanse the person, to remove the eczema, to remove the problem. And when the person is accepting this from Hashem, Hashem says, now you get your kapara. You accept Elokei Yaakov, and that's why it's specifically Elokei Yaakov. That was our next question. Why Elokei Yaakov? Different answers. One answer we're saying here is because Yaakov Avinu, yes, Avraham went through a lot of tzaras in life. Yes, Yitzchak went through tzaras in life, but neither of them went through as many tzaras as Yaakov Avinu went through. With the tzaras that he had to run away from his brother, he had to deal with a Lavan, mamash a ganef, a thief, a Rasha Merusha, Lavan Bikish Lakar is a call. Lavan says the Haggadah was even worse than Paroi a Rasha. Bikish Lakar is a call. He wanted to uproot all of Yiddishkeit. He had to deal with Esav and Lavan, and then Dina, and then Yosef at Tzaddik. He was gone for all those decades. And of course, his wife Rachel, his Iker Bayis, his main wife, was Rachel Imenu. And the Medrash says, of all the tzaras that he went through that we just listed, it was the death of Rachel Imenu was the worst tzara, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as well as the Medrash. Elokei Yaakov. Why Elokei Yaakov? Because through it all, Yaakov Avinu still remained steadfast, strong with his emunah, and believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the lesson that we have to take as well. It's Elokei Yaakov, it's the God of Yaakov Avinu who will answer us. Specifically, the Schus of Yaakov, we follow no matter what happens. We have the spiritual DNA of our father Yaakov. He went through the tzaras, and we also sometimes have our own peklach, our own packages, our own issyonis, our own challenges in life. And we go through these challenges, and we accept whatever Hashem gives us. And we don't complain. This is Elokei Yaakov. In the schus of Yaakov Avinu, in the message, the lesson that Yaakov Avinu taught us. And who is saying these words? This is David HaMelech. Think of the tzaras that David HaMelech went through. And what does he do? He says, Hashem, Manatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. He sings out to Hashem. And that's what Tehillim is all about. To recognize everything Hashem is doing is a trufa, is a medicine, is for our benefit. Just like the shot is removing the eczema. And then therefore there's no more crying anymore. And there's another reason as to why Yaakov Avinu is Elokei Yaakov over here. Because if you take a look, and for those who listen to the shir, and if you're not listening to the shir, those who have the name Yaakov, and we know at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, the Chavetz Chaim tells us we should say the psukim that correspond to our name, right before we take our three steps back, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. What's the pasuk that a person says if his name is Yaakov? It's this pasuk beis. It starts with the Yud, it ends with the Beis. Yud and Beis is Yud Beis is 12. Yaakov Avinu, he had all 12 sons, Sholem. Avraham had a Yishmael. Yitzchak had an Esav. Yaakov had Mitoso Shlema. He had a complete bed, meaning all of the children of Yaakov Avinu were Shlemim, were Tzadikim, Gemurim. That's the beginning of the Pasuk is Yud. That's the end of the Pasuk is Beis. That's Yud Beis. Yancha Hashem b'yayim tzara yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. It's Elokei Yaakov specifically because of the shleimus of Yaakov Avinu And even though he had all the tzaras, he still stayed with his emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to go back to the beginning, the first three words of this parak. I want to share with you some words from the Chida. The Chida, with his insights, his X-ray vision, he tells us, "Lanatzeach Mizmor leDavid." The Rashi Teivos of Lanatzeach Mizmor leDavid is Lamid Mem Lamid. What's the gematria of Lamid Mem Lamid? The gematria of Lamid is 30, Mem is 40, another Lamid is 30. That's 100. The Rashi Teivos of Lanatzeach Mizmor leDavid is 100, which is a remez to the Meyer Brachos every day the person should be making, as the Chida brings from the Eretz HaChaim. And he says further, because the Soifei Teivos, the letters at the end of Lanatzeach Mizmor leDavid, Lanatzeach, the last letter is Ches, Mizmor, the last letter is Reish, and leDavid, the last letter is Dalid. Ches, Reish, Dalid, Chored. How is a person supposed to make a bracha? A person is supposed to make a bracha, as he explains here, with this appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity, the shiflus ha'odam, the opportunity for me to make a bracha, for me to praise Hashem. V'yizkor mishifluso shehakadosh baruch hu nasu le'rishus, that Hashem gave us this permission, levorich le'odon oilom, to give a bracha, to make a bracha to Hashem, to recognize, to acknowledge, you Hashem, you gave me this apple. You Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Pekeach Ivrim, you give me my eyesight. Zoykev Kefufim, you Hashem are the source, are the place where my back can stand straight now. Every single bracha, Mea brachas v'chol yoyim. And when a person makes 100 brachas every single day, he is giving like a shot of vaccine, of emunah. Every single shot, every single bracha is another chizik in emunah. Hashem, you are in charge. Hashem, you are the makar baruch. You are the source of this that you give me now. But he takes a step further. Because we make a mea brachas with the proper chared, the proper trepidation, fear. Don't just say Hashem's name quickly before you make a bracha. We're about to say Shem Hashem. This is very serious now. That's the Ches Reish Dalid. When a person does this, makes Mea Brachos with the proper Kavana, Ubezeh Yinotzil Min HaMakah, he person will be saved from Makah. What's Makah? Makah is Soifei Teivos Yancho Hashem Beyoim. Chof, Hey, and Mem is Oisiois Makah. You change the order, it's Mem, Chof, Hey. Yancha Hashem B'yom, Hashem will answer you on that day. In the schus of a person making the brachas, he says, Metzilis Megehenim. Person will be saved from Megehenim. Hashem will answer your tefillos. Hashem will protect the person from the Makah, from the punishment. Yancha Hashem, Hashem will answer you on that day. In fact, who is the one who established the brachas? David HaMelech was Hukam Ol. Hukam Ol is the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Ol is Ayin Lamed. Is Gematria 100. Ayin is 70, Lamed is 30. David HaMelech saw there were 100 people dying daily. So what did he do? He established that Shemek Mea Brachas V'chol Yoyim. And the plague stopped. Hukam Ol. Lam Natseach Mizmor leDavid, the first three letters, Lamid Mem Lamid, is 100. We should make 100 brachas with Ches Reish Dal, the last letters of Lam Natseach Mizmor and leDavid, with Chored, Chored leDvar Hashem, with the proper awe. And this will Yancho Hashem B'Yoyim, will protect us. The last letters, once again, are Oisiois Ches Mem Chof He from the Makkah. The Bach, Rabbi Yosef Sirkis, a commentary on the Torah of the Bach, he says the same way that David established to make Mea Brachas V'chol Yoyim, 100 Brachas every day, and this protected us from that Magefa, the plague of Mea, people dying every day, of 100 people dying every day, says the Bach, that still exists to this day, that exists forever and ever. That if we don't make Mea Brachas B'chol Yoyim, Rachman L'Tzlan L'Yaleinu, it could be the same problem was back then by the time of David Melech, that there were Mea Anashim dying every day, that still, that plague still exists in this generation as well, says the Bach. And then Lavush explains, says Lavush, that David Melech saw Baruch Kodshoi, people were not appreciating. That's why in the days of David HaMelech they were dying. They were not appreciating the gifts, the toivos, gave them. And when David HaMelech established that to make the Mea Brachos, they stopped dying. Yes, there is a discussion about David counted them. We're not getting to that conversation now. Let's just review over here. The last thing first. We said, Lametzech, Mizmul, David, Zoshiteva is 100, Lamed, Mem, Lamed, and Sofiteva is Ches, Reish, Dalid, Chorid. We should make brachas with the Chorid, like Chorid, Ledvar, Hashem, like Sefer Charedim. Person is concerned, he takes the mitzvah seriously, as opposed to kal, as opposed to lightly. I just say, they say bracha, baruch atah Hashem. No. You say bracha, baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu, melech ha'olam, hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. And you taste the delicious bread that Hashem gave you. When a person does this, Sofei teivos of Yancho Hashem b'yoyim, the last letters of Yancho, last letter of Yancho is a chof. Then Hashem is a hey, and biyoyim, the last letter of biyoyim is a mem. Those letters form the word makkah. When a person makes the bracha properly, the proper appreciation, he will be saved from a makkah. And what's this makkah we're talking about? That's what we said from the Bach. Rachman Litzlan, the plague that took place with Mea Anoshim Shemesu that died during that plague. And the first thing we mentioned, we asked the questions, why is it Yancha Hashem biyoyim tzara? Really, a person should daven to Hashem before he gets sick. L'yoylem yispel adam sh'loy yechle, he should not get sick. Because if he gets sick, then you tell him, oh, now he's sick, now he needs a schus to get better. We also said the Gemara that says that a person should be makdim tfilo litzara. He should daven before the tzara comes. And to this we answered, Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, one of the answers that Shlomo Kluger gave, is the answer that Hashem gives us is that we get the tzara. How does that answer anything? How does that help the problem? We have a tzara, so Hashem gives us more tzaras? Yes, because that's the truth, or that's the healing process. Hashem knows how much medicine we need. Just like the doctor says, but take this amount of medicine, Hashem says, in order to clean your eczema, in order to clean your stain of your averus, we need X amount. And that's why it's a Lekei Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov, because we said Yaakov Avinu went through all the tzaras in his life, and he still stayed with his emunah strong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As well as we mentioned, Yaakov, this is the bracha, person has this is the pasuk, the person who has the name Yaakov, he says as well, Yancha Hashem b'yem tzara, Yisakev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, starts with a yud, ends with a beis, all of the children of Yaakov were shalem, were shleimim. We should all be zoiche to appreciate the gifts that we have and make brachos lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid. Make mea brachos every single day with ches reish dalid, with the proper awe when we say Hashem's name, and we'll be saved from mem chaf hey from any makkah.